Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you.
Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday. And guys, thank you. You know, I just want to say thank you to my listeners. I know I thank you guys, but I so appreciate you guys continuously supporting the Motivate My Life platform. It has now been about 4 years now since the Motivate My Life platform has started, and we've had so many great guests on the show, from celebrities to game changers and trailblazers, you folks that are giving back to the community that have been a guest on our show and help us continuously to grow this platform. So I want to thank all the listeners this morning that are tuned in to the show, because of course I can see you guys out there. So just wanted to make sure I give you guys a heartfelt thank you. Today's show, we are not joined by anybody today in the studio, so it's just going to be me and you guys this morning. So again, happy Monday, and today's topic is learning the art of saying no, and I think this is a very important topic for a lot of individuals because we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, guys, to say no, and a lot of us are guilty of it because we don't know how to say no. So, you know, what we do is we'll make excuses saying no. And so you don't have to make an excuse. If you just don't want to do something, you just literally, you tell the person, no, the answer's no. You don't really have to. Now, I know by nature, you know, human nature, you don't want to just flat out tell someone no, right? Particularly if you've already kind of been the yes person. So, but you don't want to go on and on, okay? So sometimes, in a lot of cases, it's not even best to elaborate on why you're saying no, to justify the no. As it seems like you may be giving a story or may not be telling, you may be telling the untruth of why you're saying no, right? So, and don't be afraid to say it twice, because, God, you have to remember, you need your time. So a couple things we're going to talk about today is the art of saying no, right? And I know some of you like the art. Yeah, there is an art to saying no, right? Because people will suck up your time, and you need to, starting today, starting Monday, if you're one of those folks that always give away your time, always say yes to everything that someone wants ask you to do, this show is definitely going to be for you. So, you know, you have to remember, and we'll start kind of like some folks, they can say no to certain people, and then, but then, like they can say no to friends, but they can't say no to family. Then we got some folks that can say no to family, but they can't really say no to friends or business colleagues, and so on and so forth. So let's talk overall why and how you should say no for a lot of these situations. First, I want to talk about a little bit on the business side, when folks want you to, you know, you have people that'll call you up and they want to pick your brain, right? I know a lot of us have had those people that'll call us up because we may be an expert in our field. And so they'll call us and want to pick our brain. And the next thing you know, you've sat on the phone with this person for an hour. You've met this person at lunch and you've given them 2 hours of your time for them picking your brain. And then they may call you back again in another week or another month and they need to pick your brain again. So I'm using this for an example. And how do you say no to that after you've already, the first time, given some scenarios, after you've already met with the person and given them some of your time, how do you say no that second time? Well, let me just tell you, you flat out say no. I don't have the time, you know, to assist you, you know, this week, next week, or next month, as I am very busy. You can reference to a lot of the notes that I have given you from the first visit, and you leave it at that. Now, if they want to purchase your services because that's something that you do if you're an expert in your field, then you can refer them to your website and tell them to schedule a consultation, or you can refer them to your website and let them know what the prices are for your services, okay? So that's clean, cut and dry. Now, I think a lot of us worry about if people are going to get offended. You don't have the time to worry if someone gets offended if you've told them no. Don't even feel guilty about it. Now, let's move forward to family members. Now, Lord, we love our families, but Lord, we got some folks in our family that, again, they will suck you dry. I mean, always, forever needing something. And you find yourself drained and you're upset and you're tired. And every time I turn around, they're asking, guys, get back in control with those family members also that suck you dry. So did you tell them flat out no? No, you don't have to negotiate your no. Do you mind picking up so-and-so from daycare? No. I mean, just use it. And the reason why I know it sounds easier said than done is because I was a yes person. I didn't know how to tell people no. So as I got more into, as I grew in my business, I learned really quick over the years how to say no. Because when I say no, guys, I don't mean say no and be nasty about it. So that's not what I'm saying. Just flat out say no. Okay, because we have a natural instinct to help others. Most folks have a natural instinct to help others. So I don't mean to be nasty about it and, you know, hey, no, bam, slam the phone down. No, guy. I mean, just say it politely and you keep it moving. Now, sometimes folks will force you into giving them a justification. You don't owe anyone a justification for saying no. Now, granted, human nature, we probably will say, well, no, I can't because. And that's fine. You still said no. Or you can flat out say no again, and you don't have to make up an excuse, okay? So whether you're declining an invitation to a party, if you're turning down a project at work, you can still say no by being respectful. So give yourself right now some ground rules and be thoughtful, you know, in your response when you're saying no. If you feel it's necessary, you can also provide, if you feel it's necessary, you can, again, provide a reason for your answer. Whatever the situation is, just be clear. And firm when saying no. Now, I'm not telling you you're not going to have an issue for telling people no, but again, you can't worry about how someone may receive you telling them no. So give yourself some rules about how much you can do. Your impulse, because you know, guys, we go off our impulse, and it might say yes to everything. You know how we are. We say yes to everything. This can result in you becoming exhausted. You become exhausted. You're saying yes to everything, overbooked and stressed out. So instead of defaulting to yes, be prepared to say no. You can do this by creating a structure on how you spend your time, right? So this week, it's Monday. This is a good day to start creating your schedule pretty much for the week. And a lot of your time is going to be a lot for, so you're not going to be able to do a lot of these things, all these side things when people are calling you, kind of bum rushing you, asking you to do these things. Maybe you're cranky from your overwhelming day when people call and you just come out and say no. No, you don't have to do that because you're irritated and things of that nature. Just learn the art of saying no. You can apply this to any situation. There's not a particular situation that fits one. If the answer is no, the answer is no. You want to set limits with people. You want to set limits with going to lunch with folks. You want to set limits with during charity is what I call it, but we know what it means. Just free, free, free. And you give, 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 and you burn yourself out for giving so much, right? So set some limitations. You want to schedule your time very carefully. So you want to be accountable for all of your activities. So if you plan to go to a grocery store on Saturday morning, mark it on your calendar. And that way, if someone asks you to fill in as a coach for your son's football team, you can't do it because you already have something on your calendar that you're going to be doing. Does that make sense, guys? I hope so. So what we're going to do, we are going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be back shortly to continue all of our justifications in the art of learning. No, we'll be right back.
Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you. I'm a puzzle, yes indeed.
Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic.
Life Radio. I'm your guest, Sharifa Murphy. For those of you that are just tuning in, we are talking today about the art of saying no, learning the word no, and not feeling guilty for doing so. So we kind of left off with a lot of the reasons of why people don't say no and why people don't know how to say no, but we also talked about reclaiming your time. So scheduling your weeks out, scheduling your days out as far as possible. And then that way your calendar is already full. So a lot of times you don't even have the time to do some of the things that folks are asking you to do, if that makes sense. So, you know, if someone asks you, there can be a point where somebody may ask you to go to with them to a spin class, right? And you don't even like spin, you're more of a yoga person. You know, so you can say no. You didn't care to join the person in the spin class. It's okay to say no. Now, unless you just want to try something new and you want to try spin, that's different. But if you already have your yoga class scheduled, it's okay to tell the person, no, I don't want to go to spin class. But, you know, thank you for the invitation. And you can also follow up and say, hey, how about you join me for my spin class? Okay, so that's another way of saying the no. It's the same thing in your relationship. You still need alone time. If you're married and your relationship, you still need a long time. So it's not any different. You're just trying to learn the art of saying no and not feeling guilty by saying no. And how do you follow up after you say no? And how do you not worry, right, about how that made that person feel by you not saying no? So that's what we're talking about right now. So you might want to get some time before you answer. If someone invites you to an event that they're having, you can decline it. Now, the world that we live in, guys, I know I'm making it sound like it's so simple, but the world we live in, we all know, right? Everybody has experienced that. As soon as you decline somebody's invitation, they're going to be talking about you. Like, literally, they're going to be talking about you. But that's not your concern because, again, as I always say, it's none of your business what people feel about you. So if folks are going to talk about you, then you go ahead and let them talk. But you're going to feel better because guess what? You said no. You stood up for yourself. So give yourself some time before you answer folks. Don't just jump right out and give somebody a response when they ask you something or they invite you somewhere or things of that nature. So, and if you take some time, you can determine if it even fit your schedule, your priorities. So I don't mean this week go around just saying, no, 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 guys. What I mean is a lot of the things that you have been doing, saying yes to, if you don't have time, if you don't feel like it, just say no. A lot of times we'll go and do something, we'll accept an invitation to do something, and we'll get upset about it because we feel like, oh, every time I turn around, somebody's calling me and want me to do this, this, and this. You don't have to do it. So come up with a thoughtful response and not a lie, just a thoughtful response, and just say no. And then focus on the benefits. And it is normal to feel guilty for turning someone down, to keep yourself from feeling this way. Just remind yourself of the positive aspects of saying no. So like, for example, maybe you'll feel much more rested if you turn down an invite to a party. Or maybe you can focus on a major project at work if you turn down a smaller, less important opportunity. So just look at it in that aspect, how you would benefit from saying no. Keep your explanation simple. You have the option of not giving a reason or an excuse for saying no. Remember, it's your right to decline to do anything. You don't owe anyone an explanation. You can simply respond no. But if you feel like adding more, you can still be respectful while keeping it simple. You could say, I'm sorry, that just won't work for me. Another way to say no is simply, no, I can't do that. If someone asks if they can buy you a drink, feel free to just say, no thanks, but you're still saying no. Think before you speak, guys. If you say no immediately, it might seem like you don't even consider the request. Okay, so remember, if you say no too quickly, it seems like you're not even considering the request of whatever that may be. So in order to be respectful, just take a moment to think about it. You know, think about your answer. Even if you already know what it's going to be, just take a pause and then just kindly say no. And if you want to follow up with a justification, that's fine. Or you can say, let me check my calendar. I believe I already have a commitment that weekend. See? Or try counting slowly to three before responding. This way, you will seem to be considering the request and you're not being inconsiderate. Make a positive statement. A respectful response is not one that sounds overly negative. When turning someone down, find a way to inject a positive attitude into your words. So it also helps if you use a friendly tone of voice. So you don't want to be all strong sounding and negative sounding and nope. You know, you kind of want to, no, I can't. I think I have a commitment that day. No, I won't be able to because my calendar is already full. No, I won't be able to because I already had a prior engagement. So, you know, you could say, for wow, a cookie exchange sounds so much fun. Somebody invited you to a cookie exchange. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun, a fun idea. I'm sorry I won't be able to come. It sounds like I'm going to be missing a good time. Because, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I've known people have replied to me and said some of these things, and I know that they were just trying to say no, but they're not interested or they don't have the time in a polite manner. But be gracious. So if somebody invites you something, offer you to do something, want you to join them somewhere, just be gracious. It's important to not sound rude. So don't say something like, no, why would I want to do that? Instead, be kind and gracious. Say things like, that's so nice of you to think of me, but I'm really not interested in learning how to snowshoe. I'm not really interested in learning how to ski. I'm just throwing out some examples of how you can answer the questions. And you can also say, no, I'm afraid I can't dog sit for you. Your puppy is cute, but I don't think my cat would agree. So just throwing out some things that people may ask you to do and how you can respond by saying no. The most important tip is, guys, do not no longer feel guilty for saying no. It's your time. And definitely don't feel guilty if you're going to say yes and then you're going to complain that you said yes. Just simply say no and don't feel bad about it. So what I want you guys to do this week, and we're not today, we're going to start today, not next week, because if somebody's going to ask, somebody today is going to get asked to get invited to an event, get asked to watch their children, pick somebody up from the daycare, somebody's going to get asked to go to the grocery store for them. Somebody's going to get asked to do these things. Can you do my hair for me? Can I pay you next week? Can you meet me for a business luncheon? You're going to start, somebody's going to get asked these things. Your husband or your wife is going to want you to run 500 errands for them today. Someone is going to get asked these things. So guys, be mindful of your time. Be thoughtful of your response. But learning the art of saying no and start today saying no. So start practicing it. Don't just tune in and listen. Take some of the tips and apply them to where they may need to be applied to in your life. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. You guys know how to reach me, teresamurphyinc.com or Motivate My Blog Talk Radio / Motivate My Life. Hey guys, I wanted to throw it out there too. We will be having a Success Doesn't Sleep VIP luncheon in April in the DMV area, which is the Washington, D.C., Maryland area. And there will be more information about it out there on our website. We'll keep you guys updated. So if any of you are interested in participating in the VIP luncheon, it's going to kind of be an invite-only type of luncheon. But if you guys are interested in participating, if you guys can send us out an email at mediarelations@teresamurphyinc.com telling us why you should be invited to the VIP luncheon. And we're going to talk more about what's going to be entailed and what type of women, because it is for women, guys. Guys, no offense or anything. And what type of women that we're going to be catering to for the event. And also, if you guys are interested in sponsoring a show for Motivate My Life Radio, please contact, again, mediarelations@teresamurphyinc.com. And one of our media relations folks will get back with you. Sponsoring a show for Motivate My Life Radio will give you marketing. You'll get, and they'll go more into detail with you, but you'll get marketing of whatever your product or service is. We'll have your logo on our website. We'll also post your logos during our marketing campaigns. And we also will talk about whatever your product or service is throughout our shows. So again, to learn more about that, mediarelations@teresamurphyinc.com. Guys, thank you again for tuning in. Learn the art of saying no. Start today. Applying.
Guess who's back again? I bet on downtown. I bet on downtown. I bet they know as soon as we walk in. Showed up. I'm wearing Cuban links. Yeah. Designer mix. Yeah. Englewood signing shoes. Whoop, whoop. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blue. Woo, shit. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waiting.